Oh, the Chiefs Kingdom is excited as we welcome the new general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, John Dorsey. First of all, John, let's give you the official welcome to the Kingdom.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
It's awesome. We've gone through your career. You left a gigantic footprint in Green Bay, playing there in the mid-80s, being a part of that essentially after your short stint in Seattle, basically a quarter century. So the question is, why now? Why Kansas City? Why this when you could have gone a bunch of other places?
Why? I'm 52 years old. I actually thought the process may have passed me by, but it didn't. I think patience and work ethic and just being true to your core beliefs did pay off. Truly, this is one of, if not my dream job to be. I met my wife back in 93 on a blind date. I have fallen in love with the Kansas City Chiefs, the town, the community. And I've always, in the back of my mind, said, is there any chance that I could be the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs? And here I am today. And you know what? I am.
Well, we're excited. Now, just so you know, Chiefs Kingdom, your wife,
yes.
Undergrad, University of Kansas, Washburn Law,
yes.
And an Abilene, Kansas native.
Exactly.
So she's a member of the Kingdom when you met her.
And don't forget, she has some brothers, I think, who have season tickets here as well.
Well, that works out good. I want to ask you about your experience in Green Bay. Because
yes.
Before we move on here in Kansas City, how difficult was it to leave a place where not only did you leave a footprint, that's a fabulous organization.
I love Green Bay. We'll always love Green Bay. But like I said, there's a time when I would like to get a challenge. I've learned from two of the best general managers in the business, Mr. Ron Wolf, Mr. Ted Thompson. When I came back and talked to Ted, I actually talked to Mark Murphy and Ron Wolf, they both said, you have to do it. You have to take this job. I said, I know. I just wanted to see if I get your blessing and your approval. And they said, that is one of the crown jewels of the National Football League. And it truly is. The fan base, bar none. Great ownership. You have an owner that is willing to win at all costs. A great support system. The rich history of this proud franchise. I met Len Dawson down at the press conference. And I walked up. I said, Len, I got your football card.
Well, hopefully you can find another one.
I would like to.
That's what the Kingdom wants to know. But to that point, John, one of the greatest promos I think ESPN ever put together was a promo for the draft, and it was this Brady Bunch kind of matrix of the great Green Bay picks. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, B.J. Raji, Aaron Rodgers, and you were going, wow, you guys did a fabulous job of drafting in Green Bay over time. Here's your picks, some of your notable picks. How do you replicate that in Kansas City?
You stay true to the formula that has gotten you there. We've used a building model for the last 20 years. Since 1992, by using this model, the Green Bay Packers have the winningest record regular season in the NFL, and you can look at that on your stats. Why do you do that? And here's how you do that. You are selective in the draft. I'm sorry, you build through the draft. You're selective in free agency. You turn over every possible stone you can to find players because there's a collective effort involved in making these decisions. You have a personnel staff that is willing to go at lengths to find these players. But ultimately, when you sit in that chair and you've done all your analysis, you be true to your board and it all unfold.
And as a follow-up, I mean, we played you guys in the preseason, of course, played you in the regular season in the past, your old team. Best crew of wide receivers in the league. You just kept coming with them. But then you take Cobb. You still take Jordy Nelson with a high second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You take Rodgers in 05 when Favre is sitting there. You take Flynn when Rodgers is there. What about that? Because it appears like you were building equity at those spots.
You may have been building equity there, but you have to stay true to your core beliefs, and your core belief is best player available. And you have to stay true to those principles because once you begin to alter that board, jump guys over a guy who's rated higher, history will come back and bite you. And you don't want to do that. So if you stay consistent and true to your core beliefs and principles, and it's like anything in life, good things will happen.
I want to ask you, John, schematic change here in Kansas City. This is a dramatic way, a different way of doing business. Direct report, Coach Reed to Clark. You direct report to Clark. Mark Donovan, direct report to Clark. But the energy horizontally between you, Coach Reed, and Mark, and you and Coach Reed specifically, what about your relationship with him and how that chemistry can create energy in winning here?
Well, you know what it is? It's collective. It's a collective effort of everybody within this franchise to realize one thing. At the end of the day, it's what's good for the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's what we're going to do here. Not one person has all the answers, but if you can take a nucleus of people and collectively bring their spirits and their abilities to the forefront, good franchises do these types of things, and there are great successes when those things are involved. You know, I had a chance to sit with Mark Donovan the first time I met him. He's a really nice guy. And I can't wait to work for him. I just can't. I look forward to working with Mark, Andy, everybody within the organization. I know I'm going to have to earn everybody's trust, okay? But at the end of the day, what I'm looking for, not only players, but a long, stable, and respectful relationship with all of the employees, because we are one family together. That's what it is about. What do you call that? The Chief's Kingdom.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm in the kingdom.
And we're glad you're in the kingdom, big time. How close is that, John, to what the Packers had? Because I sense no John Schneider, Reggie McKenzie.
Right there.
But is it like that with what Ron had there,
yep.
Ted had there,
here's
Bob Harlan?
Here's what I think it is. When you get everybody synchronized in an orchestrated manner, all working for the common goal, and the common goal is ultimately to win Super Bowls, win divisional championships, conference championships, and Super Bowl championships. And when you can get everybody, the whole organization on board there, good things happen.
I was kidding about the quarterback position, but everybody wants to know about it in the kingdom. What about that spot? How do you evaluate it? What do you do? Approaching the draft, but also approaching free agency.
I think what you have to do is, what I'd like to do is I'm going to take a couple days to assess this team very thoroughly. And I'm going to huddle up, and we're going to begin to develop plans on strategizing on certain aspects of personnel, free agency, college draft, coaching philosophy, position specifics. Once we get those types of plans and orchestrated, we can move ahead and make certain decisions that are going to affect the long-term interest of this franchise.
He's here, the new general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. John,
thank you very much.
It's exciting to have you here. When we come back, we'll check back in with Kendall Gammon and get a reaction to this day as the Chiefs Kingdom moves forward with a lot of enthusiasm.